Our next game is about food and books, so get ready to use that degree in English friterature. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Emily Monjo. You used to work at a call center for a concierge company.
Yes, I did.
Okay, what kind of requests were you asked to concierge?
Well, I learned that people who have a lot of money have a very interesting way of understanding how the world works.
Sure.
So I had one who, for his daughter's birthday party, wanted to rent a giraffe for them to ride down the Las Vegas Strip.
Oh. All right, Emily, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Rich Fissler. You're a high school physics and computer science teacher, but you used to be a biomedical engineer.
Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty intense, all of that together.
Yeah.
Why the switch from engineer to teacher?
Well, for some reason, the company I work for moved me from making things to managing business, and that's not interesting to me.
Oh.
And I got bored and annoyed, and so I thought I would see if I could not be bored and annoyed with 100 high school students every day.
Okay, that's great. All right, Rich, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Remember, Emily and Rich, whoever has more points after two games will go to our final round. So this is a word game called Cook in the Books. Each answer is the title of a well-known book with one word replaced with a rhyming food word.
For example, if we said, in this Louisa May Alcott classic, the March sisters taste the rainbow, you would answer Skittle Women. Because you see it's Little Women and then Skittle instead of you understand.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right, here we go. On a pilgrimage to a cathedral in Kent, the characters in this Middle English epic by Chaucer tell stories about a leafy, dark green superfood found in salads that are trying too hard. Emily.
The Canterbury Tales.
I'm going to give you a chance to
correct. The book is the Canterbury Tales, and the leafy green is kale. So the Canterbury Tales? The Canterbury Kales.
There we go.
I had to make it more complicated.
It was like watching you try to put a shoe on the wrong foot. Joaquin Phoenix starred in P.T. Anderson's film adaptation of this noirish Thomas Pynchon novel. It follows a private detective as he investigates whether a bowl of grains is jasmine or basmati. Emily.
Inherent rice.
You got it.
Yeah.
I think I'm playing.
In Betty Smith's 1943 classic, Francie Nolan watches as double cream French cheese springs up in New York's trendiest borough next to a vegan tattoo parlor and a bespoke dog spa. Rich.
A brie grows in Brooklyn.
Indeed it does. That is correct.
You know that's the name of a cheese shop around here, right?
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
This is your last clue. This Roald Dahl book is about a family of burrowing mammals who outsmart three evil men to get smoked salmon for their bagels. Emily.
The Fantastic Mr. Lox.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
Okay, great game, hard game. You guys were wonderful. Emily is in the lead. If your idea of getting lit is bringing the lit home and reading the lit, then you should be a contestant on our show. Go to amatickets.org. Coming up, we'll play a game about songs with the ideal beat for performing chest compressions. That's right, it's CPR on NPR. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another.